This morning we heard the histories of the descent of the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the histories of Sukadev Goswami, Pariksit Maharaj, Vyas. But one thing we missed, how Vyasadev gave the Bhagavatam to his son, Sukadev Goswami. Vyas had many disciples, but no disciple was qualified to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam except for his son, Sukadev Goswami. This morning we heard how Sukadev Goswami was completely renounced from birth. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami, to prove that the service of Krishna is so attractive, it attracts the mind even of liberated souls. Atmaramas chamunayo nigranti api urukrami kurvanti uhitikam bhakti itambhuto gunohari. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is the meaning of that verse? Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained it 6 different ways. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma, laughed and said, oh, only you can explain a verse with so many different meanings. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a doubt. Can you explain it a little more? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained it 9 different ways without even using the meanings, any of the meanings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And afterwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that verse 64 different ways. The service, itambhuto gunohari. Krishna has so many wonderful qualities like beauty, mercy, compassion, gratitude, that he attracts the mind even of the liberated souls. Therefore, Vyasadeva had many disciples. One disciple was a bird hunter. Therefore, Vyasadeva gave him one mantra. If you chant this mantra, you'll attract many birds. Guru Maharaj said, of all verses in the Bhagavatam, this is the best verse describing Krishna's form, because it comes from the mouths of gopis. Bharabitam natavadavapu kaniyo kanikaram viprarvasad kanaka kapisam bhajayantim jamalam brendam vasad puna pranaya. Vrindavanam sapadadamanam pravishet gita kite. How attractive is the form of Krishna? Badhabitam natavada vapu. Supreme Lord has a form. He is not without form. Vapu means a body. An eternal spiritual body which is all attractive. Badhabitam, looking with a peacock feather on his head. Just like when after the hot season in India, when the monsoons come. How much the people looking towards the clouds, those clouds are full of nectar. The same way the eyes of the gopis burning without darshan of Krishna, like the chatak bird looking towards the monsoon-like body of Krishna. He wears a garland around his neck of Vaijanti mala, consisting of 5 different colored flowers. As he moves, he plays the flute. The nectar from his flute inundates the Brajamandal. Sarvabhuta manoharam, attracting the mind of all moving and non-moving entities. And as he moves, his footprints mark the holy ground of Vrindavan. And the coward boys chant, sadhu, sadhu. When the bird chanter chanted that verse, Sukadev Goswami came out of the jungle like a madman. He grabbed the hunter, such a beautiful form. But the hunter was afraid, he ran away. One madman with long hair and no clothes jumped out of the jungle and grabbed me. He told Vyasadev. Vyasadev became excited. Who else would? None of us jumped up and grabbed the speaker when we spoke that verse. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami was qualified like dry grass. If you put a match to dry grass, there's immediate flame. When the heart is purified, as soon as we come in contact with name, form, or qualities of Krishna, there must be some reaction. Therefore, Vyasadev taught him another verse describing the qualities of Krishna. Ho bakiyam kalakama juvasam. Ho bakiyam kalakal ham kal ho bakiyam kalakama juvasam. A little tired. How merciful is Krishna? Putana came. Apiya sadvi lebi datram gachutitam tatoamyam kovai saranam doyalam brajama. Who would serve anyone else more merciful than Krishna? Putana came pretending to be his mother. She offered poison on her breast, but Krishna took out not only the poison, he He took out all the poison from her heart, and her purified soul he sent to the spiritual world in the position of a mother. Deva, how kind is Krishna? When that verse came in the ears of Sukadev Goswami describing the qualities of Krishna, Sukadev Goswami became mad. He ran and fell at the feet of Vyasadev. Describe, tell me more, tell me more. I want to hear everything of this person, Krishna. But Vyasadev said no. Before the guru will initiate the disciple, the guru should make examination. Like maybe tomorrow we'll hear how Narad Muni tested Dhruva. Devata should be pudiksha. The spiritual master should examine the disciple. And disciple should examine the spiritual master. When both are satisfied, what happens, Vijay? Initiation. Therefore, Vyasadev, these days so-called guru, only asks one question. How much money you earn a year after tax? The real spiritual master will examine the disciple. Therefore, he sent Sukadev Goswami to Janakpur, where Janak Maharaj lived. And there, we should have more receptionists like you. Therefore, Janak Maharaj was requested by Vyasadev to examine Sukadev Goswami. So Sukadev Goswami, we heard this morning, he has no clothes, completely naked. He came to the gate of Janak Maharaj's palace. Janak Maharaj ordered the gateman, wait here. Sukadev Goswami waited 7 days and seven nights. No one offered him a bed, so he simply stood there. No one gave him even a glass of water, Kishore, what to speak of anything to eat. Therefore, 7 days and seven nights without food, without water, without any shelter, he stood there very happily. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Brahma bhute prasannatmana sochitina kangsati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate kritim. That person on the spiritual platform, the platform of the soul, who neither hankers for anything nor laments for anything that has been lost, who is equipoised in every circumstances, madbhaktim labhate param. That person is qualified for my devotion. After 7 days and seven nights, he was allowed into the second gate, and he was kept there also for 7 days and seven nights. There were seven gates in the palace of Janak Maharaj. 49 days passed. When he came to the 49th gate, Janak Maharaj was watching through the spy hole. He passed the message, tell him to go away. There is no darshan with the king. Imagine how you'd feel, Vijay, 49 days, and then told, don't call us, we'll call you. Sukadev Goswami had no anger. Who can cross anger? Very rare soul. Janak Maharaj was watching, he had no anger. No desire. Therefore, Janak Maharaj called him in. The second test was there. We have heard the beauty of Sita, who is the Shakti of Lord Ram. Then Sita had hundreds of girlfriends. Sukadev Goswami was a young boy, 16 years old, naked. Hundreds of young girls were there, putting grapes in his mouth, massaging him, joking with him, tying his hair. But Sukadev Goswami was completely undisturbed. There was no transformation in his body, no lust. Janak Maharaj was watching. Someone may be cross anger, but who can cross lust? Isn't Srila Puri Maharaj used to say, put up your hand and say, who has conquered sex desire? Who can put up their hand? Come on. Anyway. Very rare, only one amongst 40. Very difficult thing. So then he was brought in for the final test. One Vyasa-san was there. On that Vyasasan, only two persons could sit. Narad Muni was sitting with Sukadev Goswami when Janak Maharaj ordered his wife, completely decorated like for a wedding. Said, even an ugly girl looks good on her wedding day. What to speak of the mother of Sita. She came and sat right between the two sadhus, Narad Muni and Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami, you want a mic, Vijay? What was that? Sukadev Goswami was completely undisturbed, and Narad Muni's mind became disturbed. He got up and ran away. Therefore, Janak Maharaj fell at the feet of Sukadev Goswami. Prabhu, I felt I could test you, but I cannot test you. Even you are like my spiritual master. Therefore, he passed the examination. Then Sukadev Goswami heard the Bhagavatam from Vyasadev. The sages of Namasaranya, what's your name in the chair, sir?
Dave.
First time? So we started the 7-day reading of the Bhagavatam. So just try and catch in. Oh, yes. Now. So it might be a little difficult for you to follow, but if you come every day and every night for the next 50 hours, I'm sure you'll catch something. Therefore, the sages of Namasaranya, when they were hearing the topics from the mouth of Suta Goswami, all about the glories of Pariksit Maharaj, Vyasadev, then one faith comes. Therefore, they said, O Suta Goswami, may you live many years, may you live many years, because we are very much satisfied drinking the nectar of the topics of Krishna. We have begun the performance of fruitive activity, materialistic religion. Thus, we were doing fire sacrifice. The only result was our bodies became blackened by the fire, too much ghee. Therefore, we could not achieve any factual result by performing fire sacrifice, but by hearing from you, all our disturbances are destroyed. This is complete fact. There are four different age cycles in the Vedic calendar: Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. Kritiya Dayato Vishnu, Tretiyam Yajatomake, Dwapayam Parichaja, Kalo Had Tad Harikirtanam. In Satya Yuga, people had a great lifespan, Dave. Therefore, they could perform meditation on Vishnu for thousands of years. Then the next age, Treta, the lifespan becomes a little shorter. People achieve perfection by offering sacrifice, fire sacrifice, like Lord Ram personally taught in his pastimes. In the pastimes of Dwarka, there is the process of deity worship, but since Krishna was personally present, he directly attracted the minds of persons to worship him. But in Kali Yuga, you cannot worship in the temple. Even we do here, but we are not doing properly. Some mistake must be there. What to speak of fire sacrifice? So much wealth is required. What to speak of meditation? Even after 5 minutes, my back is hurting. Therefore, Kalo Had Tarikitanat, in Kali Yuga, lifespan is very short. Mind is very weak. There are many, many disturbances. One can achieve perfection only by Harikirtan, hearing and chanting the names of Krishna. Therefore, this was the end of Dwapara Yuga. The beginning of Kali Yuga, the sages were performing sacrifice, but they could not achieve the result. Therefore, by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, they were achieving satisfaction. The sage of Namasaranya said, Tulyami lavamapi naswagam napubababam bhagavat sanghi sanghasya matenam kimutaisa. The value of even 1/11th of a second association with a pure devotee gives a result that cannot be measured. Because all other benedictions in this world are temporary. Even if the Lord gives some money, some wealth, a nice wife, children, how long will it stay for, Vijay? But 1/11th of a second of association of a pure devotee, one can achieve all perfection. Therefore, Krishna is full of nectar. Who is that person who can ever be satisfied by hearing about him? Not possible. Therefore, the sadhus asked, please describe the topics of Lord of Maharaj Pariksit. This morning we heard the glories of Maharaj Pariksit from his birth, from before his birth. He became king of the whole planet. This morning we heard how he checked the influence of the age of Kali. Pariksit, even as a baby, would play with dolls of baby Krishna. From birth, he was completely attached to him. Therefore, one day, Pariksit went hunting. That time was many ferocious animals, even so many animals on Venice Beach, or to speak of animals in the forest. Therefore, the kings would practice fighting by killing dangerous animals like deer and rabbits, like tigers and bears. That's why they would keep the hermits who lived in the jungle safe. That time, as he was walking, what happened? He came across one ashram, and there was the great sadhu, the devotee, Samik Rishi. Samik Rishi was covered in the skin of a deer. He had dreadlocks. That time, dreadlocks was not a fashion to pick up the girls, because they never bothered to comb their hair, because they were absorbed off the bodily platform. Their hair became matted. That time that saint was sitting in meditation. Pariksit Maharaj had become lost. He went to the sage and asked, Maharaj, I'm very thirsty. You may please give me some water, give me something to eat. Alabda trina bhumi adir asam prapta gaha suntrita abhajantam ivatmanam manyamas chuptukato iha. Again and again the king asked, I am very thirsty, please give me one glass of water. But Samyak Rishi was absorbed in meditation on the Sri Krishna, he never even heard him. Guru Maharaj said, sometimes we see someone who desires their own fame and position. They come, oh Krishna, Krishna, they roll on the ground, pretend to be unconscious. They fake ecstatic symptoms to attract the gullible residents of the temple. Deva Guru Maharaj said, if you see someone falling on the ground unconscious in front of Krishna, go and kick him in the head. And if he still remains unconscious, then catch his feet because he's a pure devotee. Therefore, one of the symptoms, don't try this stunt at home. The idea someone is really absorbed in Krishna, they must be off the bodily platform. Isn't it? I'm a great devotee of Krishna, and then have a girlfriend in the back, not possible. So, again and again, he asked the sage, did not answer him. Pratikshit Maharaj became very angry. Who is this fellow think he is? I am king, I'm only asking one glass of water, and this guy's faking it just to avoid doing anything for me, to avoid my love. King is thinking I am Kshatriya. The Brahmin is very proud of his high birth, therefore he's pretending not to see me. Therefore the king became very angry. We should understand that this was directly inspired by Krishna himself. Krishna wanted very quickly that the Srimad Bhagavatam would be manifest. Therefore, Krishna himself inspired Pariksit to behave like this way towards a saint. Otherwise, Pariksit Maharaj will never do this on his own volition. Pariksit Maharaj became very much disturbed. Who can tolerate hunger? You know, when the stomach's empty, can do anything for a bite to eat. Therefore, he became very angry. As he was leaving, he saw one snake on the ground. And with his bow, he picked up a snake and put around the neck of the saintly person, Samyak Rishi. Just like to respect someone, we give them a nice flower garland, like we give Krishna, right? They're giving every morning here? I hope so. Anyway, no comment. Yes, giving. It's a sign of affection. Therefore, the king was thinking, well, he's not a real sadhu, therefore this dead snake is a perfect decoration for him. So that snake also has a history. That was not a dead snake, that was Takshak. Takshak had become a mortal enemy of Arjuna. When Arjuna was burning the Kandava forest, Takshak's mother was going in the air and Arjuna was killing all the animals in the forest as an offering to the fire god. Takshak's mother was going through the sky. Arjuna killed his mother, but Takshak, the snake, escaped. Therefore, Takshak took a vow, I'll finish the Pandavas. The Kurus. Therefore, in the battle of Kurukshetra, Takshak hid in the arrow of Karna. When Karna shot the arrow towards Arjuna's head to take off his head, that time Krishna pressed on the horses and the horses went down. The chariot sank 6 inches in the ground, so the arrow, instead of taking off Arjuna's head, took off his helmet, his crown. That time Takshak came back to Karna. Take me again, I will help you. And Karna was a very great hero. I never need anyone's help to kill Arjuna. Get out of here. Therefore, Takshak failed to kill Arjuna. Therefore, Takshak put himself there to kill the grandson of Arjuna. Therefore, that snake was there. His history is interesting. Therefore, the king went away. The sage woke up and saw the dead snake around his neck, but he never considered to be very important. But the son of Samyak Rishi, his name was Sringhi Rishi. Very small boy, even he had no clothes on, that small. He was playing with his friends in the river, but he was very powerful because he had a powerful son, father. He could understand this king has disrespected my father. Therefore he began to abuse Pariksit. Yes, now that Krishna has left, the Brahmanas have no protection. Therefore these low-class military men are dancing on our heads. Just like the dog should always remain outside, then what do you do if a dog comes inside and eats off your plate? Can someone throw that phone down the toilet? Thank you. Oh, sorry. Therefore, when the dog comes inside and eats off the master's plate, what to do with that dog? Give him a kick. In the same way this Pritchard is now dancing on our heads, I will kill him. That small boy was very powerful. He took water in his hand and said, I curse the king. In 7 days he will be bitten by a snake and he will die. When the boy came to the father also knew what the boy is doing. The father chastised his son, you foolish boy. King Pariksit is not only the protector of all the citizens. Just like when the government is weak, then the criminals become very powerful. Like when, before the Second World War, Spain had one dictator. What was his name?
Franco.
Okay, had a lot of faults, but he was so hard on the criminals, if you'd leave your wallet there, you'd come back in the afternoon, it would still be there. When the government is weak, then the rogues and rascals become very powerful, fearless. Therefore, Samagrishi said, what have you done? You have made a great mistake. King Pritchard is protector of all the citizens, and for a small fault you have cursed him to death. Not only that, he is a great devotee. You have done wrong thing. You have misused your power. Therefore, the boy was only 4 or 5 years old. If a Prabhupada describes, Kali Yuga entered first with the Brahmanas. Therefore, Samagrishi sent one disciple called Gomuk. You go there and inform the king in 7 days, he will be dead. Therefore, when Pritchard Maharaj heard the news, you have 7 days to live. Pritchard Maharaj immediately renounced all the kingdom. He went to the bank of the river Ganga, which carries the foot dust of the Supreme Lord, and rejecting all other processes of meditation, archan, reiki, crystal healing, astrology, yoga, meditation, he rejected all. He gave up all other methods of self-realization, so-called self-realization, and simply fixed his mind on the Lord. And wearing one cloth, he renounced the kingdom and came to the bank of the Ganga. That time he was thinking what to do. Thus the king, the worthy descendant of the Pandavas, decided once and all to fast until his death and to give himself completely to the feet of Lord Krishna. That time he accepted the great vow of fasting, understanding that the king of the whole world had renounced everything and was going to die in 7 days. That time was no fax or internet. They had such fine intelligence, they could understand everything. Tens of thousands, 88,000 different rishis, saints, sadhus, yogis, all gathered around Pariksit Maharaj from different parts of the universe, arrived. Atri Rishi. You know Atri Rishi? Aholia's husband. Chavan. He made the atheistic philosophy, eat, drink, and be merry. Saradvan, Aristanimi. Nimi Maharaj was there, he's old enough. Bhrigu Maharaj, Vashishta, Parasaram, Parasarishi, isn't it the father of Vyasadev? Vishwamitra, the guru of Lord Ram. Angira Rishi, who is in the Bhagavatam in its 9th canto. Parasuram, Indra Pramad. Many others I've not heard of. Devala, Aristasen, Bharadvaj, Gautam Rishi, Pipalad, Maitreya. His history is in the 3rd canto. Kavas, Dwaipayan, and even Narad Muni. All 188,000 different sadhus reached and surrounded the king Pariksit. Many, many demigods also came there to see. Different many kings and their followers all came to the great Pariksit Maharaj, who gave pranam to one and all. That time, all the sadhus sat very comfortably, and the king told them of his decision to fast until his death. Therefore, the king said, how merciful you all are to come here upon my last moment. What should I do now? O Brahmanas, tan mapayotam pratiyantu vipra gangacha devi dritachitta mishe vijoparista kuhakas takshako ba dasato alam gayato vishnugata. O Brahmanas, accept me as a surrendered soul. And let this Mother Ganga, who is the representative of the Lord, also accept me as her servant. I have taken the feet of Lord Krishna into my heart. Therefore, let that snake, bird, or anything else created by the Brahmana bite me at once. I only desire one thing, that you may chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That time when Prichit Maharaj was waiting for his death, that time the great saint, Sukadev Goswami, appeared there. Sukadev Goswami ki jai. Sukadev Goswami was completely naked. He was being followed by many, many young boys and by many ladies. Many ladies, because he was naked and he was like a second Adonis, all attractive. Therefore, the ladies were following, hoping for his favorable glance, but he never looked at them. And because he was wandering naked, indifferent to this world, then many small boys thought he was a pagal, a crazy bum. They were throwing stones at him and mud. But for Sukadev Goswami, respect and disrespect is the same. Ignoring everything, he came there. When Sukadev Goswami entered the arena of the 88,000 sadhus, all stood up, Sukadev Goswami ki jai. A bit louder than that. Sukadev Goswami ki jai. All glorified him, gave him a nice seat. That time, Prichit Maharaj asked two questions. First, Sukadev Goswami took the Vyasa son. His intelligence was perfect. His body and senses were completely controlled. And he appeared ready to answer any question without hesitation. No, not like us. Ask a question, I'll just check on the internet, come back in a few days. One of the symptoms of the bona fide guru, Sabavidhi Rasadara. Completely expert in the science of Godhead. Not like us with 50 books. Everything is here, self-realized soul. That time, Prichit Maharaj offered pranam to him, respect. He said, Aho adya bayam brahman satse vayakshatra bandava kripaya titirupena bahudas titika krita. O greatly saint, because you carry the feet of the Supreme Lord within your heart, you purify even the places of pilgrimage. Yesham sam smunanaptam sam sadasadyanti grai vaigriha kimpuna dashana sparsha pada sochana asana adibi. O perfect soul, Sukadev Goswami, if one person even remembers you, he purifies all his dynasty, his previous forefathers. Kimpuna dashana. If one can purify his whole family just by remembering you, then what to speak of the result of seeing you? Darshana sparshana, or touching you, pada sauchana, or washing your feet, asana, or offering you a seat and hearing your katha, the result cannot be imagined. Therefore, O great saint, the river Ganga only purifies you when you touch it, but you are so much powerful just by thinking of you, you become purified. Sri Narottam Das Thakur says, Gangara, what is it? Parasahele, Paschatapavan, Dashanamavitta Koro, Etu Margun. The river Ganga is all pure, but you have to go and touch it. You have to spend $1,400, fly to India, get a bus from Delhi. It takes you so long. Then you have to go and you have to touch it. Then you become pure a little bit. But the devotee is so powerful just by seeing the devotee or thinking of the pure devotee. All sins are immediately destroyed. Therefore, Prichit Maharaj asked, question to Sukadev Goswami. I know you never stay anywhere longer than 10 minutes. That time it takes to milk a cow. Sukadev Goswami lived by drinking milk. Therefore, he only visits a person for 10 minutes, they milk a cow, he drinks a glass of milk, he moves to his next destination. You never stay anywhere more than the time it takes to milk a cow, but out of your own mercy you have come here at the time of my death. Therefore, one question. Two questions, sorry. Therefore, you are the perfect spiritual master. You are the guru even of the perfect saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show me the way of perfection. Please show me what I should think of at the time of death. What should one do who is about to die right now? What should one do who will die in 7 days? Please let me know what a man should hear, chant, remember, and worship at the time of death and what he should not do. Don't think this Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken only for Parikshit Maharaj. Everyone in this room will also die in 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In these 7 days, every single one of us in this room will die. Therefore, what do we think of the time of death? What should we hear? What should we chant? What should we remember? And whom should we worship? And what should we not do? These two questions of Parikshit Maharaj. And the answer of Sukadeva Goswami is the rest of the 16,000 verses of the Bhagavatam. In a conclusion, he explained, Etavan Sankhi Yoga Bhyam Swadharma Paranishtaya Janma Pumsam Parolabhya Anti Narayana Smriti. O King, the perfection of yoga, perfection of philosophy, perfection of meditation, perfection of studying all the scriptures, perfection of performing one's prescribed duties in this world, the perfection of anyone who's taken a material body, Anti Narayana Smriti, is at the time of death to remember anyhow the Supreme Person, Narayana. And how to do that, Vijay? To do that you need prema, love for him. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami explained that the goal is love for the Lord, Sri Krishna. But how to achieve love for Krishna, that is explained in the rest of the 11th verse, cantos of the Bhagavatam. Pratam skandam Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Okay, only 6 days left. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he never performed any other type of practice. He never performed any special type of meditation. Neither did he worship the deities. Neither we can see him so much chanting the holy name. Neither did he open temples, distribute books, distribute khichdi at Fruit for Life. What did he do? For 7 days and 7 nights, he just heard from the correct source. And he achieved complete perfection. There was this process in Kali Yuga, Srila Gaugamaya said, there's only one spiritual practice, only one sadhana you can do in Kali Yuga. Just hear Harikatha from the mouth of a perfected soul. And like Parikshit, you'll get the result. 7 days and 7 nights. Then people must think, well, it must be easier than that. Therefore, even Narada Muni had a doubt. Therefore, Lord Shiva has spoken in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Got a headache. Bhagavad Mahatmya. Narada Muni moved everywhere looking for happiness. So the Bhagavad Mahatmya is very long and time is short. But he came to Vrindavan, there he saw Bhakti Devi. She was very worried. Because Bhakti Devi, devotion, she has two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, knowledge and renunciation. But her two sons are very old. Therefore Narada Muni was astonished. The mother is young and the sons are old. This is completely opposite. Because in Kali Yuga no one has any knowledge or any renunciation. Therefore Bhakti Devi was very much worried. Therefore, in order to awaken her sons, Narada Muni chanted all the scriptures, beginning from the Upanishad, strike five, prem. Strike one, actually. Today's a new innings. He spoke all the scriptures, beginning with the Upanishads, the Puranas. But at most, the boys would open their eyes. But when he spoke Vedanta Sutra, they became a little interested. But when he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, Gyan and Vairagya became completely enlivened. Therefore, Narada Muni had some doubt. Really? Is it possible just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days one can achieve perfection? There, in order to dispel the doubts of Narada Muni, the four Kumaras, who are always in the form of small boys, their father ordered them to marry, but so in order to avoid marriage, they stayed as infants. Even though they always appear very young and small, they're the oldest created beings. Narada Muni asked from his four gurus, is it possible one can achieve perfection just by hearing Bhagavatam? Then in order to dispel the doubt of Narada Muni, the four Kumaras told the history of Bhagavad Mahatmya. So that's a very vast history, but very quickly will do. The four Kumaras said one time in South India, there was one Brahman, his name was Atmadev. Atmadev was very wealthy, very good looking, very pious. But Gaur, he had one problem. He had no son. In fact, his karma was in such a way, even if he had a mango tree, the mango tree gave no fruit. His cow had no calf. His eggplants would just give a flower, no fruit. He was doomed. Everything, Subal, is there on our palms of our hands. You cannot change even one iota of it unless you take shelter of Vaishnava. Karma can be changed. Bad karma cannot be changed by performing good karma. Just like a person cannot take bath in dirty water. How can someone become purified by engaging in materialistic activities, even if it's good or if it's bad? Deva, don't worry, today Subal was reading his horoscope. Can I tell him? It's quite funny, actually. I won't tell him the details. But maybe 15 or 20 times he was going, oh no, it's terrible. Oh, alas, look at that. But don't worry, karma can change. It can only change if you take shelter of a very powerful personality. Then your karma cannot affect you. Like an umbrella. If you stay under an umbrella, you cannot become wet. But as soon as you move outside the umbrella, you get wet. As soon as you move away from the feet of bona fide Vaishnava and Guru, your karma grabs you. If a Prabhupada said someone who leaves devotion, they go back to exactly the same things they were doing before they joined. Why? Their karma is there. As soon as they move outside the realm of devotion, the shade of the feet of Krishna, their karma pulls them away again. So, Atmadev, he had no son. Therefore, he felt most dissatisfied. So he went, Chanakya Pandit said, a house without a son is like a desert. Therefore, he left and went to the forest. And there he was thinking of committing suicide. One river was there. He was about to throw himself into the river when one Vaishnav came, sannyasi. Stop, stop! Agoma, agoma, don't do it. Face is the index of the soul. Therefore, the Vaishnava, by seeing the face of Atmadev, could understand he has a great dissatisfaction. He said, why are you dissatisfied? Then sannyasi means a monk. He said, how you understand, Maharaj? Someone who has never been hungry, how they understand the someone who has hunger? Your only son is a bamboo stick. No rust is there, no nectar. How can you understand the happiness there would be to have a son? I could hold him. He could say, Daddy. He would talk to me in broken language. I could feel I have taken birth again as my son. We would develop such a close bond of affection, my life would become successful. But my life is useless, I have no son. And the Vaishnava said, very nice, mercy of Krishna. Then no worried about becoming unentangled because you have no son, therefore leave home and come with me. Worship Sri Krishna. But Atmadev could not listen. Gobi, why not? Thinking of other things. Gobi was in space there, thinking. Atmadev had too many material desires, therefore he could not hear the instructions of the spiritual master, the saint. Therefore the Vaishnava realized, oh, he is not hearing my instructions, therefore I'll fulfill his desires. But when Guru Vaishnava fulfill your desires, you better be careful, Radhika, because they'll fill them in such a way you'll never ask for them again. That is the special mercy of Krishna. Like Dhruva, four types of persons approach Krishna. Chaturvida bhajanti mam jana sukrita navat ajuna ato atati gigyasa ganicha bharata sabha. Basically, sure. Those who want wealth, those who are suffering, those who are inquisitive, and those who want liberation from birth and death. All of us are from one of those four groups. None of them are pure, because all have self-desire, self-interest, not desire just to satisfy Krishna. They want something from him. But Krishna is so kind, even if you come to him for one of these four things, he'll fulfill your desire. But like an expert doctor who treats the disease in such a way that disease never comes back, Krishna and Guru fulfill your material desires in such a way you'll never ask for it again. Srila Gaugamaya told a funny story. One time there was a dog. The dog was moving in the sugarcane field. Everyone's heard this, right? I'm the only one who says it. That dog somehow tasted the sugarcane. Ah, such nectar. Then the dog looked up and there was one wasp's nest. The dog was thinking, Normally, the sweetness of the tree is in the fruit. Therefore, the tree is so sweet. Imagine how sweet that fruit will be. The dog began jumping, and finally he sank his teeth into the bee's nest. What happened? Hundreds of bees came and began stinging him on the backside. And that dog was running, pursued by a swarm of bees. I'll never touch that fruit again. I promise I'll never do again. So Gorgomer said, you want the ball-shaped fruit? What's the ball-shaped fruit, Prinji? Lady has two ball-shaped fruits. A man also has two ball-shaped fruits. No need to go into anatomy classes. So ladies and gentlemen, you want to taste the ball-shaped fruit? Then Krishna will give it to you in such a way you'll beg, never again, please. No more. Therefore, Guru and Krishna, fulfill your desires. You better be careful because you know the death of your material life is very close. Therefore, the sadhu, he gave him one mango. Give this to your wife. Your wife, whoever takes this fruit will produce a very qualified son. Atmadev had been cheated. When spiritual master or Krishna fulfill your desires, it's their cheating. But their cheating is good for you. Therefore, Atmadev became very happy. Gurudev tumari jay jay ho. Kripa bindu diya koro edasi trina piksa. One drop of mercy, Gurudev, I got a son. He took the mango home, gave it to his wife. His wife's name was Dunduli. Dunduli means crooked. Her intelligence was very wicked. Crooked intelligence. Full of faith, Atmadev gave her the magic mango. Take this mango, you will produce a very good son. Dunduli, who was very crooked, said, thank you very much. First let me go in the room and offer some arti to the mango, then I'll eat it. But she had no intention of taking that mango. She was thinking, my God, first eat the mango, then maybe I'll have twins or quadruplets. When I'll give birth, so much pain is there. Isn't it? Who's given birth to a child? Mahalakshmi Didi. What was that pain like?
It wasn't that bad.
Come on.
I was happy to have my children.
Huh? What about you?
I was very happy to have my children.
You're the first person I've ever asked who's ever said that. Everyone says it's such a hellish experience that every woman prays to never have another child again during childbirth.
Right.
Anyway, she was thinking, with such a pain is there, then blood and everything, maybe I can also die. Therefore she goes, not for this little chicken. She gave that mango and she gave to the cow. Let's see if the words of the saint become true. The cow ate the mango. Of course, the saint is Satyasankalpa. Whatever he says must come true. Therefore the cow became pregnant. What's that? Sleeping pills. What is it? Therefore, the cow became pregnant. The cow gave birth to a very beautiful child. All good qualities were there. Only one thing was there. Because his mother was a cow, he had the ears of a cow. Therefore, his name was Gokarna. Karna means ear. Go means cow. Cow ear. Because someone who likes to hear, their ears are very big like a cow. If you make a noise to a cow, the cow's ears go. Like when Krishna plays his flute, all the ears, cows of the ears become like cups as they drink the nectar of Krishna's flute playing. Therefore, the sadhu, that child was very beautiful. All good qualities were there. Only his ears were a little funny. His name was Gokarna. Dunduli immediately cheated her husband. She put a pillow in her sari. Yes, baby is coming. Dunduli's sister had so many children, she made a business contract. Next child that comes, you give to me. I'll cheat my husband in this way. Therefore, the name-giving ceremony of the child came. Dunduli said, no, I'll give the name. His name will be Dundakari. Okay, what to do? Dundakari means everything he did was Dunda, caused suffering to others. Okay, everyone has their own bhav towards the name of their child. Therefore, like nectar and poison in one cup, Atmadev became very much happy by his good child, Gokarna, but the other child was a terrible child. He began smoking at the age of 6 months, drinking, stealing cars, stealing the native bullocks, hot riding on horses. Very bad child. He used to push other children down the well, steal. He became a big, big criminal. He used to move through the forest with four or five dogs on each hand and a big club. All were terrified of him. Therefore, that Dundakari plundered everything from his father. His father began to lament, "Alas, a wicked son is like a bad eye. Isn't it? A bad eye only gives suffering, you can't even see out of it. Therefore, a bad son is like stool. Stool and the son also come from the body of the mother, but a bad son is like stool, no value for anything." "Alas," that sadhu said, "was true. I cannot be happy by children, I cannot be happy by wealth, I can only be happy by spiritual life." That time he approached his son, and the good son, Gokana, gave him Atmatattva, the science of the soul. Understanding the difference between the material body and the soul, Atmadev became enlightened and left and went for bhajan. Atmadev, go Maharaj ki. Then Gokana thought, "Why am I staying here with my brother? This brother is useless." As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajan mukasya paramparam jigamiso bhavasagarasya." Better to stay in an iron cage, surrounded by fire. Better to drink poison than to take the association of lusty materialistic persons. Therefore, he left everything. You came very late. Don't be late. Therefore, Gokana left and went on the Tirtha Yatra. He visited all the holy places of India. Meanwhile, his brother went to his mother. "Hey, you have any more wealth? And give me your credit card and your PIN number. Otherwise, I'll finish you right now." The mother said, "Son, you've already taken all the wealth." The mother was so much unhappy, she committed suicide by jumping down a well. Gokana became king of the house. Isn't it? What is it? When the cat's away, the mice will play. He had many prostitutes. Huh? Dundakari had these many prostitutes. Of course, to maintain them would probably be very expensive. Therefore, he had no job. He began stealing. Drug dealing, looting. Then one day he stole a great amount of wealth from the king. Then those prostitutes conspired amongst themselves. Now is a big problem. When the king discovers the theft of Dundakari, he will execute Dundakari. And because we are also here, we will be put to death with him. Therefore, better we kill him ourselves. Then at night, they tied him with their sari to his bed. And in the morning they came. No matter how much they stabbed him, they could not kill him because he was such a ferocious demon, demonic personality. Therefore, finally, one of those good ladies took a burning log from the forest, from the fire, put in his mouth, he died. Because of his unlimited sinful activities, he took birth as a ghost. Ghost means the mind is there covering the soul, subtle body. Therefore, all desire is there, but they have no gross body to fulfill their desire. Therefore, they always go around disturbing others. Ooh. Therefore, man, he has too much suffering. Hunger and thirst is there, but he cannot drink, he cannot eat. What a miserable situation. After many years of visiting all the holy places, his brother returned back to the house. At night time, when he was taking rest, the external activities of his body finished, but his spiritual activities continued uninterrupted. Nighttime, the ghost came and tried to scare Dundakari, Gokana, taking many forms, buffaloes, tigers, and snakes. He tried to scare his brother. His brother was not afraid. "Rascal, who are you? Why, who are you? Why are you disturbing me?" The ghost came before his brother. He could not speak because too sinful. Therefore, Gokana took some of his drinking water and threw on the head of the ghost. Just by touching something which has been touched by a pure devotee, Gokana became free from so many sins, he could speak. "What's your name?" "I am your brother, Dundakari." Gokana became very surprised. "I know you had died. I'd perform some sacrifice," we say, pinda, shraddha, "for your soul, to deliver you from hell. How you are still a ghost?" Dundakari began to cry, "Brother, I am so sinful. Even if you did millions of sacrifices, I cannot be delivered. Please save me, I am too much suffering." Then Gokana, he thought, how to deliver my brother? Therefore the sun, he sees everything, sun god. Therefore he asked, "Sun god, you see everything, please tell me." By mantra he stopped the progress of the sun in the sky. O Son God, you are the witness of everything, the activities of all. Please tell me how my brother can be delivered. Then the Son God said, there's no other way to deliver even the most sinful of persons except the hearing of this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki. This morning we heard Nasta Prayasu Bhadrasu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Bhakti Bhagavati Naishtaki. By hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam and by service to the pure devotees, all that is inauspicious to the heart is completely destroyed, and devotional service to the Supreme Lord is established in the heart as an irrevocable fact, just by hearing. Deva Gokana announced, tomorrow will be, where's my Canava watch? The 7-day recital of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, many, many thousands of persons came to hear. Gokana is such a famous personality. Gokana put a 7-notched piece of bamboo in the ground. And by mantra, he called his brother in the bamboo. Because a ghost cannot stay in one place, but by mantra, he could stay in the bamboo. And he got a chance to hear the 7 days and 7 nights. At the end of the 1st day lecture, the topmost piece of bamboo broke with a big boom. The 2nd day, the 2nd piece broke. Boom. At the end of the 7th day recital of the Bhagavatam, the bamboo completely split in half and the divine form came out of the bamboo. What was the divine form, David? The soul. The form of the soul. People think the soul has no form. This is not true. If the soul has no form, that means the soul has no existence. Everything that exists has a form. Subtle or gross, but form is there. Therefore now the present form of the soul is covered by this material form. But when everything, just like Guru Maharaj says, you would take a piece of gold and put it in a big pile of hay. And you light the hay, and when all the grass is burnt off and you blow away the ashes, what is left? The piece of gold. In the same way, by hearing and practicing spiritual life under the guidance of scripture, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, all inebrieties are destroyed. Then what happens, Jay? What's left? The soul. Amazing. The soul is left. Therefore, by hearing 7 days and 7 nights, everything that was inauspicious had been destroyed, and the pure form of the soul manifest. Dundakari Maharaj Ki Jai. Immediately the Supreme Lord could understand someone had achieved liberation. He sent his parshads, his associates, to take that soul back to the spiritual world. When they tried to take Gokhan, Dundakari, back to the spiritual world, Dundakari said, wait, please, 1 minute. Dundakari, in his pure spiritual form, went and fell at the feet of his brother and guru. He performed parikram 4 times around his brother and said, please, brother, I have one question. I am not the only hearer of this Srimad Bhagavatam. Thousands and thousands of persons are also hearing. Same guru, same place, same instructions, everything same. But although I have achieved perfection, I'm going back to the spiritual world and all others are staying in this world. Why? Gokana became very happy. He said, brother, 5 things are there. Srinvatam, Shradaya Nityam Grinandas Chas Vachasitam Natadi Kalena Mata Bhagavan Vishatadi. 5 things must be there. First, you have to hear Srinvatam. Isn't Guru Maharaj, Srila Gauga Maharaj, you say, who is really hearing? None of you are hearing. It's all going in one ear and out the other. Therefore, who is hearing? Only someone who has complete faith and is completely surrendered, they can hear. Otherwise, they cannot hear. Srinvatam Shradaya. You have to hear with faith, not, come on, that's a bit far-fetched. No. Srinvatam Shradaya Nityam, you have to hear continuously. Oh yeah, I heard last year. No. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, you must hear continuously. Grinatas, you have to accept everything. You can't just filter and take the bits that you like and the bits which you don't, and avoid the bits which are unfavorable towards your material enjoyment. You have to accept everything. Chas Vachastitam. And of course, most difficult, you have to practice what you hear. 5 things. Na tadi kalina mataha. Bhagavan vishatadi. One who does these 5 things, hearing, with faith, continuously, accepting everything and practicing. Natadi kalena mataha bhagavan vishatenadi. In no time at all, Kishore, the Supreme Lord will be manifest in the heart directly. Therefore, Gokhan is saying, all we're hearing, but none we're hearing, all had their own plan. Right? Some are thinking, well, Subal's thinking, when it's finished, I can go back to my astrology book. Vijay's thinking, I wonder what's for dinner. Everyone's thinking some plan, what they're going to do after this is finished. Also, therefore, they're hearing, but their mind is not there. Only body is sitting there, but mind is with Sputnik, somewhere else. Therefore, Gokarna said, only you really heard. Therefore, you get the real results of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Dundakati went back to the spiritual world. That time, everyone was crying, we made a mistake. We did not respect the Srimad Bhagavatam properly. Therefore, give us another chance. Speak one more time. Therefore, like Krishna is ever fresh, the same way his katar is ever fresh. Therefore, Gokarna said, I will speak again. Gokarna Maharaj ki jai. Again, 7 days was given. And this time everyone heard with completely one-pointed attention. At the end of 7 days, all became liberated. Even the insects, even the blades of grass, even the trees. That much they were hearing with attention. This time the Supreme Lord personally came to take them all back to Vaikuntha. And the Lord himself embraced Gokarna and took him back to Godhead. Therefore, one should have no doubt, if I hear this Bhagavatam with those five attitudes, hearing continuously, with faith, accepting everything and practicing in our own lives, then why you won't get the result, the same result as Parikshit, the same result as Sukadev Goswami, the same result as Dundakati, the same result as Suta Goswami, the same result as all our Guru Parampara have achieved by the process of hearing, you will also achieve the same result. Okay, that is the end of first canto. Only 11 left. Therefore, second canto describes. Second canto describes the process of creation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 subject matters. They are Atra Sargo, Visargas Cha, Stanam, Posanam, Utaya, Manvantara, Eshu, Anukatha, Niroda, Mukti, Asraya. 10 subjects of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The first is Sargo, the primary process of creation. Very briefly, 24 elements in this material world, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, chitta. The senses of sight, smell, taste, hearing, touch. Thanks, Vijay. And they are the objects of the senses. The sense of sight sees form. The sense of hearing, sound, taste, rasa. Ganda, scent. One other is there. Huh? Anyway, in this material element, that is plus Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun, 24. The Atma, the individual soul, and the Paramatma, the supreme soul. Therefore, in this world, 24 elements. Therefore, Sarga means the how was all created. And if you want to read it, go into a second canto, describe step by step the process of creation. Visargascha, how these 24 elements interact with material nature and perform, manifest the different forms we see. Stanam posanamscha, the planetary systems. Isn't it? 14 worlds in one universe. Where is where? How many miles long each one is? Everything is there. Don't think the scientists with their telescope are discovering anything new. Only doing research. What is already there, they're discovering. They're not making anything. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam gives complete description of the universe down to the millimeter, including all the measurements for time. Therefore, Stanam, Posanam, Scha, how the Lord maintains everything by his different energies. Utaya, the creative impetus, the different incarnations, especially the change of Manus. Therefore also, Anukata, descriptions of the Supreme Lord and His devotees, Nirodha, the process of becoming free from material attachment, Mukti, the process of liberation, Asraya, and the ultimate goal of life, pure love for God. These 10 things are the 10 subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the second canto, as described the process of creation, it's very, very intricate, and your brain will start smoking if you start to hear it. But very briefly, the Supreme Lord Himself has better things to do than the creation of the material world. He gets His servants to do it, just like Bill Gates at Microsoft. He's not cleaning the toilets. He gets someone else to do it. If Bill Gates is the real boss, he's probably not even in the office. He's playing golf in the Bahamas. The same way, Krishna is not very much concerned with maintenance and creation of the material world. It goes on automatically by His desire. He simply empowers His servants to perform. The person who performs the act of material creation, that position is called Brahma Pad. Therefore, Brahmaji, this may be a bit esoteric, beyond our intelligence or senses, but we can hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam what is the real process of creation. And I'll tell you one thing, it wasn't the Big Bang Theory. How ridiculous, Prabhupada said, even if you take a watch and take it to pieces and throw it in the air, is it going to come down as a watch? How ridiculous. In the same way, one must understand there is supreme intelligence behind the creation. When we hear of creation, immediately we must think, well, who created it? There must be a creator. Everything has a cause. There's no, give me one example of anything that doesn't have a cause. Sound has a cause, the clapping of my hands. Everything has a cause. Cause and effect. This world is the effect. And who is the cause? Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord causes everything, directly or indirectly. Therefore, Brahmaji, He appeared from the navel of the second Purush avatar, Garbhadaksai Vishnu. Brahmaji is given the job of creation. He looked everywhere. He could not understand where He came from. What are His responsibilities? What are His duties? That time he thought, I will discover myself. So he is on a big lotus flower. Swayambhu, one name for Brahma is Swayambhu. He has no birth. His birth is by Himself, directly. Therefore he thought, where does this big flower come from? I'll find the cause of the big flower. God, I sound like a kindergarten kid. He went down the stem of the lotus flower for millions and millions of years, but he could not find the beginning. Therefore, he went back up again, teaching one cannot understand the cause of all causes simply by one's own intelligence or one's own effort. Therefore, finally, he surrendered his mind. He heard a voice, Tapa, the 16th and the 26th letter of the Sanskrit alphabet. Tapa means perform austerities. Not just eat, drink, and be merry, Vijay. Must do some endeavor in spiritual life. Guru Maharaj said, we should not think, well, if it's in my astrology chart, then I'll get bhakti. No. One must make hard endeavors. Therefore, Brahmaji engaged his mind. I will find the source who spoke those words, tapa. Therefore, for a long time, he meditated for thousands of celestial years. At that time, the Supreme Lord manifested before him, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. And actually describe that Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna will say to keep it easy for new people, shook his hands like a friend. Yes, it says. Shook his hand directly. Therefore Brahma was astonished. How the Lord can shake my hands like a friend? Therefore the Lord is a person. And Lord Brahma, when he became mature in his God realization, he saw him face to face. Lord Narayan gave him four verses that is called Chaturshlok Bhagavatam. That whole Bhagavatam comes from one seed. This 18,000 seed of the Bhagavatam, what does it come from, Jay? That's Chaturshlok Bhagavatam. Therefore, everything we're hearing is simply an explanation of these four verses. These four verses were directly received by the Lord Himself to Brahmaji. Brahma gave these four seed verses to Narad Muni. Narad Muni gave these four seed verses to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva expanded to the 17,994 verse Bhagavatam that we have before us. Now a bit of philosophy. We've had so many stories in the last morning, since this morning. Some philosophy also necessary. Of course, all teachings are there in the pastimes of the great devotees. And knowledge is not our goal, but knowledge can make some foundation for us. Therefore, the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given in three stages. Sambandha Bhagavan, Abhideya Bhakti Hoy, Krishna Prema Pariyojan Veda Tritattva Hoy. There are three stages of understanding of spiritual life, three levels. The first, and what we are trying to establish now, is called Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Bhagavan. Understanding that everything in this world, material and spiritual, has a direct connection with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That includes me, us, everyone. Nothing is separate from Him. Therefore, this understanding is called Sambandha Gyan. Everything material, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo madva sarvam pravatate iti madva bhajantimam udabhava samanvita. Arjuna, understand everything material and spiritual comes from me directly. This understanding is called Sambandha Gyan. And Lord Narayan gave this Sambandha Gyan to Brahmaji in the first verses. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Lord, said to Brahmaji, Gyanam paramam guyamme tad vigyanam asritam vigyanam samanvritam sarahasyam tadangam chagriyana gaditam mayam. O Brahmaji, knowledge about me is most confidential and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. Therefore, the necessary paraphernalia is being explained by me. You please accept it. Therefore, Lord Bhagavan explained, Sarahasyam Tadangamscha. That means Raganuga Bhakti. Spontaneous attraction to the Lord is most confidential. Tadangamscha. And the angas of devotion headed by hearing and chanting. These are the limbs of devotion. Therefore, Tadvigyanam Samanvitam. This knowledge of me must not remain simply dry knowledge, Vigyanam. It must become realized knowledge. Therefore, first, if you want to read yourself, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Verse 34. Aham eva sam eva gre nanyad yat satasat param tadat pasyata tadetacha yavanaham yathabhavo yadrupaguna karmakaha tateva tata vigyanam astu te madanugraha. In this verse and the next verse, the Lord says aham many times. Aham means I. Aham yatamaham yathabhavo yadrupaguna karmakaha. Hey Brahmaji, my name, my form, yata bhavo, my emotions, yata rupa guna karmakaha, my karma, my activities, are all completely transcendental. Astu te madanugraha. Tateva tata vijnanam, they're the only subject of realization. Astu te madanugraha. And Lord Narayan put his hand on the head of Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma had direct realization of the science of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the Lord has a form. He can be seen directly when you're qualified. Aham eva sang evadi nanyad yad sarasat param pasyat aham yadeta cha sovisita sosmi aham. Again and again, the Lord is saying, I exist. One who denies the form of God must be a first-class atheist. To deny the form of God means to deny His existence, His personality. Therefore, aham eva san evagri. Hey Brahma, because Brahma is doing the job of creation, before the creation there was only me. Nandidyat sadasat param. And everything you see, which either eternal or temporary, comes from me. Pasadaham yad etacha. And after everything is destroyed, yovisesetu sosmi aham. Only I remain. Brahma, after hearing all this, Brahma said, the Lord is like a spider. The web is created by this. Before the spider, before the web, there was only the spider. Right? And the web, which is the creation of the spider, is only the spider's energy. And when the spider finishes up the web by dissolving it back into his mouth, what's left, Vijay? The spider. Therefore, this is a material idea to understand the creation of the Lord. Before the creation, there was only Krishna. What we see as the present creation is nothing else but him. And after the creation is destroyed, only Krishna remains. Therefore, like a spider goes everywhere on the web, but he's never entangled in the web. Even though the spider and the web have a relationship, the spider and the web also have a difference. Therefore, we should not think the Supreme Lord is such a eunuch that when he creates the creation, he loses his form. No. Therefore, there is eternal difference between the Lord and his creation also. Therefore, the Lord said three times, I, to establish the position of Krishna. Therefore, he is the only object. Therefore, he is the cause of all causes. All effect that we see is dependent upon him. This knowledge was given to Brahma, this Brahmaji. This first knowledge is called Sambandha Gyan. That knowledge, how everything is related to the Lord. Second verse, Lord Narayan gives the process. What are the activities in my relationship? For example, Jayashri marries Kishore, right? Sambandha is fixed. Then what is the relationship? What are the activities in that relationship? Kishore has to work hard, bring home the money, and Jayashri has to spend it. That's the relationship. Understand? In the same way, we have our relationship with Krishna. What is my relation? What are my activities in that relationship? I have to serve him and he has to enjoy, like it or leave it. Therefore, that is the activities of devotion. I have my relationship, that is service. Therefore, rityatam nat pratyeta, nat pratyeta chatmani, tadvidat atmano mayam yathabaso yathatamaha. Therefore, now we are not seeing that everything is related to Krishna. We hear God is all-pervading. We've never even seen him once, not even on a good day. The Lord is the only object. He is the only subject. Everything we see is nothing else but him. But we've never seen him. What's going on? Therefore, Lord Narayan explains to him Maya Tattva. Rityatam yat pratyeta nat pratyeta chatmani. Whatever you see, Brahma, is always in relationship to me. And anything you see which is not in the relationship, that is called Atmano Mayam, illusion. But don't worry, Brahma, that illusion is also me. Yata baso yata tamaha. That ignorance which causes us to forget our relation with Krishna, that illusion is also one of the Lord's own personal energies. So the conclusion is everything that is you see is Krishna, and even if you cannot see him, that ability, that darkness, that ignorance is also him. The Lord is the supreme all-rounder. Finally, three more verses. Yata mahanta bhutani bhutasya vichasu anu pravistani apravistani tatatesham natesham. Then finally the goal. Like my body is made of elements, the elements are in my body, the elements are also outside my body. Krishna describes in the same way, all creation is in me, but also all creation is also outside of me. Understand? This is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Bheda Bhed, Tattva. Everything is simultaneously one with the Lord, being dependent upon him, being related to him, but at the same time, he has his separate existence from everything. The example given, like the sun, light, and the sun. The sunlight is non-different than the sun, but we cannot say that the sun is everywhere. The sunlight is everywhere. If the Lord is one, has oneness and difference from his creation, just like the elements are in my body, also outside the body. Therefore, Krishna says, O Brahma, please know that all the universal elements are inside the cosmos and outside the cosmos. In the same way, I exist inside everything. The same time I exist outside of everything. Isn't it? Some people say, well, if God is everywhere, you always say, well, is this God? Of course not. Even though God is in there, this is not God. God has his separate existence, separate from his creation also, like the spider in the web. And finally, the ultimate goal, is pure devotion. Just like, Prabhupada gives about a 15-page explanation of that verse. Oops, must have skipped it in my excitement. Just like the gopis looked for Krishna inside and outside everything. Etavadeva gigyasa tatva givigya samatmana anvaya vyatitarek vyam yatsyat sarvata sarvada. Finding this is the ultimate goal, which is pure love for Krishna. A person who is searching after the Supreme must certainly search for me in all circumstances, in all space, in all time, both directly and indirectly, like the gopis. Isn't it? When the gopis were separated from Krishna, the gopis moved and the gopis were asking the trees, "Oh tree, have you seen Krishna?" And the gopis, the tree did not answer, of course. The gopis thought the trees are very proud, therefore they are not giving mercy to us. Therefore they even asked the small brushes, the small bushes. Finally the gopis were even asking the deer, the birds. Therefore the gopis showed that ultimate example of pure love for Krishna, searching for him everywhere. Therefore the Goswamis also felt that separation from Krishna. Harade brajadevike chalalite hainanda suno kato goshantav itisavato brajapuri kede mahavivalo goshantav itisavato brajapuri kede mahavivalo bande rupa sanatano riguryago srijiva gopalago. The Goswamis never said, "I have got Krishna." They're always crying in separation from Krishna. Therefore they moved all throughout Brajamandal. Radha Kund. Ha Devi Brajadevike Chalalite. Hey Radhe Brajadevike Chalalite. Hey Radhe, hey Vishaka, hey Lalita. Hey Nanda Sunokato. O Krishna, where have you gone? Gosanta Vitisavata Brajabuddhi Kereme Hayavavalo. Weeping in separation, the Goswamis also searched everywhere for Krishna. Therefore, Narayan in four verses gave everything to Lord Brahma. This relationship, activities in that relationship, and finally, the ultimate goal, prema. Brahmaji took those four verses. Brahmaji used those four verses for creation of the universe, not for complete spiritual realization. Brahma gave those four verses to his son Narad Muni. Narada Muni gave those four verses we heard this morning to Vyasadev. Vyasadev expanded that to the present day Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Therefore, Brahmaji created everything moving and non-moving.